Drag out the Halloween music as it is obviously October or you know it's going to be Halloweeny time by the time this goes out. Hello everyone, I am of course your host Archangel UK, and yes, what have I got for you today? Well, I best explain things a little first. I'm recording this, the date is not available to me. I'm going to guess though if it's 15th on Monday and the 14th on Sunday and 13th on Saturday, this is the 12th of October. I'm back at Sega for part 3 of my little saga of trying to get employment there on Monday the 15th of October, so as time this goes out I will be there. Because of that I actually have no real time to do a Radio Redux show proper, so what I'm going to do instead is do this little thing that I've had planned for a while. The show itself, if you've looked on the show archive list, you'll have noted this is your archive list for Radio Redux, you'll have noted that there is there has been a listing down for a while for a compilation show. Now it's not a compilation show of, you know, best bits of Radio Redux, although I do want to do one of those at some point. But obviously you'll have 212 going up very shortly for me. It'll be going up on the Monday, and then you'll have this, you know, however long it is later. The show itself. This time, it's a compilation of all the guest shows that I've made an appearance on, to do with Sonic and me and what have you, and this, that, and the other. So what we've actually got, it's going to end up being two show compilations. So I haven't got time to do a show proper that justify everything, and there's these shows that I want to share with you that. I mean, they include stuff that you may not have heard before. They include sort of very, well, I say very funny bits, but odds and ends and what have you. If I get any more sort of things from the archives that I can remember, recall, and drag up, I'll put them in the next show. For now, we have two shows coming up for you. First of all, we're going on a little trip to DC's show. Now, all of you are going, DC has a show? Well, he did. He, when he was at uni and in the house with the guild, he did do a series of cast nothing to do with the fact that I was doing a podcast. Oh no, he in no way took that as a cue to start doing one. He did a series of cartoons called Sugogo Blop, and then there was a series of podcasts called Sugogo Blopcast or Sugogo Cast, whichever it is you want to call it. The shows themselves were completely off the wall. They had really nothing to do with anything whatsoever, and they were really obscure. They did have some good music in them, and you can still find them if you look up the name on the web. The show that's coming up is episode 8, God's Hilarious Misunderstandings. That, again, the title has nothing to do with anything that goes on in the show. Something to take note of, however, obviously this was being recorded. It was summer 2006, or rather, British summertime had just started in 2006. The interaction between me and DC is somewhat odd because we were going to hopefully get it so that we could record a Skype conversation, just like I'm able to do now, or normally do now, for the most part. However, at the time, there was no real ability available to do that. What we did then was DC came out with a load of things that he was going to ask me and sent them to me in a notepad file. He then recorded dialogue himself. However, he then lost the dialogue, as DC tended to do, and in the time it took me to actually record my bits, he lost the questions, and I deleted the questions because I'd done with them. So what we ended up doing was that I recorded a load of answers and responses and bits of random dialogue, and then he had to work in what he was going to say around that. So watch out for that. Some interesting little questions. The music does go on a bit sort of odd with the levels, but hey, I'm sure you'll cope with it. Unfortunately, apparently DC does his laundry at one point and turns on a very wacky laundrette machine, and it does drown me out a little bit in that instance. You'll just have to listen in closely, is all I can say. So the first show up on this compilation is the Sugogo Blopcast, Episode 8, God's Hilarious Misunderstandings. And watch out for the zany.
You are listening to
Radio Relax.
Hey everybody out there in Internet Radio Land. That's right, it's Sugogo Blop number whatever. And guess what? It's finally here. British summertime, 2006. I think that deserves a celebratory podcast, don't you? Of course you do. You know it makes sense. What else could it possibly be but summer and the celebration thereof? It makes perfect sense. Well then, enough dilly-dallying. Let's get on with our first summertastic tune.
Thank you.
was, of course, Summertime by Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. None of your modern Mungo Jerry Claptrap nonsense here, oh no. We'll stick with the originals. Anyway, yeah, so this summer thing that's going on, I'm not quite sure I trust it. Although I gotta say, I'm glad it's finally here at last. Was it just me, or did that spring last forever? Rather uncanny. Almost as if it was a conspiracy. Dude bracket looks like a lady end bracket by Aerosmith. Not, as previous sources may have told you, Aerosmith, Smoth, Smith, Smath, Smith, or Cord. Aerosmith. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to tell you that during that last song, we discovered some disturbing news here at Blop Studios. It is not, in fact, the British Summertime. I don't know how, and I don't know what to say, but it is no longer the British Summertime. It is, in fact, November. I don't know what to say to you. Maybe someone stole it, maybe I was tricked, possibly even by a warlock, but the British Summertime is gone, and our summer solstice plans will have to be put off for at least another 6 months. So, what's this show boned, really? Unless I can cunningly construct a web of lies so delicate and intricate that I can snare an interview. And someone to interview. Who have we got? Yes. My good friend Archangel UK, who runs the website Kev's Kingdom and Sonic Rex. That one's less well heard of. What he's actually best known for is Sonic Rex and Radio Redux, the accompanying podcast. Archangel UK, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Hi, it's great to be on the show.
It is a pleasure.
Though I don't quite understand why we're having this interview in the middle of a laundrette. Seems a bit weird.
Well, you know, we go with the budget we have. Anyway, is there anything I can do to make your stay more comfortable?
Two coffees, please.
Cappuccino?
You did cappuccino?
No, we don't.
Oh.
What we mainly do here is cottons.
Well, put in some washing up liquid or something, that'll give it some froth. Anyway, you were saying?
Yeah, I was. So, yeah. Right, well, first of all, hello. Sorry, we've done that part. Second of all, tell us a bit about ourself.
Ourself? Thank goodness for that. For a moment, I thought we'd become some physical entity. Well, about myself. Nothing much really. Although it's funny to open to interpretation. I mean, what is Archangel UK? Archangel UK can be many things. For instance, the title of Archangel UK has been passed down since the 14th century. Various different acts. It used to be. It actually comes from the French, Archer and Francais, which obviously. Derives from Normandy region, if I'm honest, although it does have some roots around the province of Nice. It's been many things over the years. I mean, let's face it, before me, the previous Archangel UK was a rosette. It's also been a bus conductor, a tram, a Corby trouser press, a toaster, a pig, a bedspread, a 15th century boot, and a... we don't like to go into it much, but at one stage it was the capital of Belgium.
I think my washing's done, but it's not coming out of the machine. Well, this is what you get, I suppose, when you try to multitask. Anyway, question 3. Archangel UK, could you, for us, give us a few lines about our new, exciting, and upcoming movie, Dr. Bad News?
Ah, yes, Dr. Bad News.
Yep.
Why don't you tell me a couple of bits
about
it?
I don't think I can. Why?
Why? I mean, I don't know. You've just come up to me and said, could you tell us a few lines about our new film, Dr. Bad News? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the script. How am I supposed to know? I mean, did you want some kind of, like, opening sort of spiel as they do on the movie things.
Yeah, sure.
Movie
trailers. Cool. Go for it.
Huh. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a doctor. He was a good doctor. A doctor who worked hard for his family. But one day, that family was snatched away from him by mutant cockroaches. His only chance, a radical procedure, operating on himself. And if, in the event, he pulled out the wrong bone, his nose would light up. No, wait, that's the game operation. In any case, one operation to transform himself into a hero. A hero for everyone. A hero to save his family. He will become Dr. Bad News.
Alright. Cheers for that, AUK.
Going to cinema near you. April 15th.
You don't have... Never mind. I've unplugged the washing machine now. My clothes are still inside. I'm figuring I'll just have to take the washing machine home. Perhaps turn into some sort of terrifying robot. But, you know, that's just me. Anyway, you're our guest, and we appreciate our guests. So, Archangel K, would you, for us, please tell, for us, from you, your very first song choice? Please.
First song choice. Damn, that's kind of... Oh, God, that's actually surprisingly hard. So what I'll do is I'll just open up my portable iTunes and then we'll have something very random, maybe. Bam, 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 bam. Scrolling down through that. I'll tell you what, let's have some U2. I haven't had some U2 for a little while. Personally, I found this song to be well, brilliant. But U2 have this ability to produce a good song no matter what. It's one of those things with bands that I don't particularly like, and artists, whereby when they have a new release of a from a new album and they've got to a stage of popularity, they actually get to number one just purely on the basis of that it's a new single from that particular artist or band. There are several guilty of it. Well, in fact, it would have, you know, there's no real genuine claim to becoming number one. It wouldn't become number one if they weren't that artist or band. This song got to number one. And it most certainly deserved to get there just as a piece of music itself. It's my first choice is Vertigo by U2 from the album How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb.
Your eyes are wide and though your soul, it can't be bought, your mind can wander. something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
From the album How to Dismantle an Atomic Man. Or Bomb. Or Bomb Man. Bomber Man, perhaps. And after that was History Repeating by Propellerheads and Shirley Bassey. Now, Archangel UK. I can call you Archangel UK. Yes? AUK? Yes? Wing? Yes? Darling, honey, baby, sweetie? I'm sorry, we've descended into a Monty Python sketch. Anyway, we've heard your first music choice for a cracking song and a cracking time. Now, could you enlighten us as to the opposite? What for you is not good? What for you is bad? What is your personal worst song in the world?
The worst song in the world. Now, it used to be All So Clear. Anything by Robbie Williams is generally bad. His recent single, Rude Box, is quite honestly one of the worst pieces of music I've ever heard in my life. It even comes close to toppling one of my real favourites in terms of absolute hating, which is probably my number one most hated song, which is Imagine. I can't stand Imagine. It's an absolute pile of crap. And it deserves to be just destroyed in a fiery blaze of glory, quite frankly. Other than that, I mean, there are many songs. There are many songs that kind of deserve that particular claim to dodgy fame. But quite possibly the worst song in Griffin was the 1001 Pains and Agonies of Unified Co-Workers Guild of Tradesmen, Craftsmen and Oboe Players and their Associated Peeping Tom Cousins from Cambridgeshire whilst in the key of Yale or in other kind of non-specialist padlock. Mega hyperfunk looking sound with the mix dub style version 2. That was just terrible.
Well, that is a bad song. Now, what would be your theme song? And what would you take out of Room 101?
A theme song? Well, Radio Redux actually has a theme song, which is an edited mix of You Know, which is the theme tune from Bubblegum Crisis 2040. Me personally, if I actually had a theme song, it would probably be either one of two. It would either be Metalingus by Altbridge, or alternatively, it would be A Hot Death by Everlast. I love both those songs, they're fantastic. What would I take out of Room 101? I do remember quite specifically one episode, Room 101 was put in Room 101. So I would take Room 101 out of Room 101 so I could put stuff into Room 101, if that makes sense. I would also take out of Room 101, if I had the opportunity, lots and lots of money, because I could really do with that, and I'm certain money was put into Room 101 at some stage. There's probably quite a lot of valuable items in Room 101. I might just raid it completely, and just sell the things off.
Wise words indeed, Angelus. But you know, it occurs to me, you run an incredibly successful Sonic site, and we haven't really mentioned it at all. So with that in mind, what's your second song choice?
Second song choice. Ooh, good. I've already mentioned it, actually, but could I have A Hot to Death by Everlast, if at all possible, please?
Abraham Moses, daylight, close, what not to say. Let's break we blow the spot ground zero. Turn ground, burn down Rome just like Nero. A hero ain't nothing but a, don't make me say it again. Don't make me say it front to back, right to left. Keep it live all night, we make it hot to death. Get your heart pumping like some crystal meth. We make it live all night, we keep it hot to death.
Death by Everlast, IGN UK's second song choice of this fantabulphletic interview. Now, Archangel UK, you're the second person we've interviewed on this show. Or maybe the third. I don't know anymore. It depends if you count, you know, demon infestations, and the guy we interviewed about the cowboys and the science thereof, and the guy who said about the people. Wix. Mostly I'm thinking about Wix, in all honesty. But that's not unusual. Anyway, since you also have a podcast, we're going to give you exactly 30 seconds to plug it. No more and no less. Go!
30 seconds? Well, you could at least give me like the theme tune to Countdown or something, you know? Oh, that's brilliant!
It's very good, it's very good, it is quite funny, it is quite funny. Oh yes it is, because we say so.
It's got lots of info and stuff, 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 stuff.
It's very good, download it, download it, download it now. Yes!
I hope that was sufficed. Yeah, and I hope to speak to you soon. Toodaloo. Bye.
Well, it's good night from him, and it's good night from me. Even though neither of us are any of the two Ronnies, and you might not be listening to this at night. Anyway, that aside, we'd like to thank Archangel UK for coming on our show and talking with us through very, very clever studio engineering. I say very clever studio engineering. Very clever studio engineering for a laundromat, I think, is the crucial word here. Anyway, thanks for listening, and see you next time. This is DJ DC, not signing off, but going somewhere the microphone isn't. Ta-ta!
Radio Redux.
And that was Blue Garden, the music for Canyon Cruise, which is from Sonic the Fighters, which I've been enjoying immensely, hence as I've got a copy of Gems at the moment. Now, that of course was DC's show. Hope you enjoyed it. It was something different anyway. Coming up is something much different again. It's a show from Sega Sonic Radio. The show in question occurred many months after that. It's the first, or officially first, episode of Tea Time, T-Bird's show on Sundays on Sega Sonic Radio. Now, I say sort of unofficially, or unofficially, episode 101, which is called T-5, Liftoff of Tea Time, which actually broadcast on the 8th of July this year. Unless, of course, you're listening into this show in 2008, in which case it happened last year. But the night before, T sort of did a sort of surprise test show, which is referred to as of 000 or 100, depending upon which system you want to go by. In fact, that's him on MSN now, talking about things. But then, yeah, basically, so he did a test run to make sure everything worked, and it did. And he wanted somebody on the show, obviously, as a guest to start the whole thing rolling. Now, obviously, he wanted someone with, you know, verbal skills and dexterity, some panache, a great dollop of individual personality, and obviously somebody who was very important and well known to the fandom. Unfortunately, nobody was available, so I came along instead. Ho hum. Here's Tea Time.
It's Tea Time!
Oh no, we've got another problem! Ay, 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 ay! It's Dragon Zord in battle mode!
It can only be an imposter.
Let me take him on, Zordon.
But you will be all alone against them, Tommy.
Give me this chance. I can handle him.
Very well then, and let the power protect you.
Alright, it's Morphin time! Dragon Zord!
Go, Green Ranger, go! Go, Green Ranger, go! Goldar's gonna get you tonight!
Destroy the Power Rangers and destroy the Earth!
Don't let the
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to the very first episode of Tea Time. Unless you are listening in on Tuesday, then welcome to the second episode of Tea Time. But this is actually the first one, so I'm going to have to kill you if you listened to the one on Tuesday, because that was only a test. This is the real deal, guys. Tea Time coming at you. Next 2 hours, we're going to be bringing you the best music and all that other crap as well. We've got some special guests coming on. We've got Mr. AAUK, who will be making his appearance in approximately 10 Earth minutes' time. And we also have a very special guest that will be joining me later on in my very own front room. Yes. Who is he? I'm not going to tell you. We'll just have to wait and see. But yes, apart from that, we've got some of the best music coming up. We've got some conversations coming up. Hello to everyone in the chat room. That's Joshu, Dreadnooks, Chris, LSNK, Rory, who's be right backing. I think he's eating his tea. Violet, Violet, not quite purple, it's Violet. Anime Girl, hello Anime Girl. AAUK, Birdus, Drip, Lolbath, Falk, Forever Sonic, Gerbil Soft. Is that kind of washing up power or something? Anyway, JJ Forever! JJ Forever! Kitsune, Miles Prower, Frozen, Ritz, Robashura, Rogan, SD, but he's asleep, Sci-Fi Guy, Sky Shark, myself, Stray, Turbo Tweaker, Venom, and Whack Jude. Hello to you all and good evening. So, what can I expect this evening? Well, you know me, I like my metal, so I'm gonna play my metal. But, you know, I like Sonic. I'm gonna play my Sonic as well. Not my Sonic, but, you know, everyone's Sonic. Yeah, you get the idea, don't you? Anyway, yeah, we're gonna have a lot of stuff going on this evening. Got a competition coming at you later on, boys and girls. So screw your heads on, because you're gonna need to remember some classic Sonic tracks. You can win yourself some nice, good old merchandise. So keep your ears peeled for that competition. Should be coming up in about an hour's time. Anyway, going to throw some more music on. And right after that, we should be joined by our first guest of the day. So, for your oral pleasure, here is Robot Carnival / Robot Storm from Sonic Heroes. Enjoy, kids. Right, and we're back. The first track we played there was the Robot Carnival / Robot Storm from Sonic Heroes. And the second track, as some of you pointed out in the IRC, is KMFDM with Duke Joint Jezebel, which was in the first Mortal Kombat film, which was better than Annihilation, some say. I don't know. I liked Annihilation, I thought it was good. You had the two robots, you had Sektor and Smogan. Or was it Cyrax? I can never remember. Anyway, with me, I have my first guest of the evening. Say hello.
Hello.
Can you guess? Can you hello. Guess who it is yet? No.
It's Ralph Harris. In a very odd accent. Most importantly, can the IRC hear me? This will be the test. Can the IRC actually hear me?
More importantly, Dredd's never seen Annihilation.
That might be for the best.
That's shambolic. There's
an instance where Sonya Blade wrestles in mud, Dredd. You'll love it.
There's also a fight between a half Unitor, Minotaur man and a stereotypically black guy as well. So.
Yes.
In fact, Jack spends most of the film eyeing up like most of the female ninjas, which amuses me greatly.
It's just great, isn't it? And Johnny Cage lasts approximately 10 seconds.
At least it was the same guy, unlike Raiden.
Yeah, so he came back to get his neck broken.
Like Christopher
Lambert. You can trust me. You can trust me, I'm the Emperor of all evil. You fool!
If I could, I would wear a giant skull helmet everywhere. But the problem would be finding someone with a bigger skull than yours so it actually fitted over the top of your head.
Plus it would mess up your hat size.
It would also mess up my hat size. But the thing is, with you could probably just perch it on top. Probably have to glue it down, but you know, never mind. Anyway...
Owing to the massive responses I had, I'm assuming that people were... Yeah, oh yes, Violet says, yes, we can. Here you go. Oh, good, thank you.
Violet says, yes, wondering. We can. Like Bob the Builder. Yeah, I should say Bob the Builder as well. Oh, well, that's 0 out of 10 for an
hour. You see, now I'm just confused.
For originality.
Am I... Can they hear me? Am I Bob the Builder? What? You know?
Violet says she's 99 years old on moving the window out of the way.
Dead or alive too. 99 years old.
I bet our roundhouse kicks aren't very good.
I bet her character in Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball would be interesting.
Is it Genfu by any chance, Violet? No, it's not. It's Dredd. Oh, Violet, how you have Dredd on the mind. And Dredd has boobies on his mind. So there you go, perfect match. Anyway, we were going to talk about Sonic. No, we were going to talk about something today, but you know, this is kind of a role reversal, kids. Usually it's me featuring on AA's Radio Redux show, and now it's kind of the other way
around.
You see what's happening there? The mentor has become the master. Anyway, yeah, but that happened earlier today to me in the other sense. In that I was once the master and I'm now the noob. But I'll explain that later. Anyway, we're going to talk about Sonic, I think.
Yes.
This is, after all, a Sonic radio station most of the time.
Can I just say that if he's going to go on, you need to be inserted, if you pardon the expression, into the SSR page.
Inserted?
And a list of live casts.
That's a good idea. Somebody can do that for me. I command you to do this. Violet might. Or Rory might. As he returns. Cool. Somebody might do it. But yeah, I need to sort out loads of shite. But you know. Get the radio show done first and we'll worry about the publicity. It's probably the wrong way around. It's probably the Millennium Dome way to do things. But you know, never mind.
No.
But yes, we're going to talk about.
Does that mean this is going to become like the O2 time one or something?
It's just become the T-Bird channel. meet other T-Birds.
Can we
your
can
area.
We text you?
0191-6464. I'll let the janitor do it. Good idea, Dredd. Unless it's Hong Kong Fooey. I don't know.
That would have to be a. janitor.
He probably just employs somebody. Yeah. You know that little line that people put on? This is a question out for the chat room. Right, I can see the key on my keyboard, and it's the vertical line. How do I make that happen? What keys do I need to hold for that?
What pipeline?
Is it the pipe? Is that what it's called?
I think, is that what it is?
But it's shift and then that, isn't it? Shift. No, shift and then that makes me do.
Shift alt.
Makes me do one of those funny. You do them.
Get rid of Rouge for a second.
So listen to
Rouge. I can't hear you over the horrible saxophone.
There we go. Violet knows what I mean. How do you do that, Violet?
Isn't it like shift alt or something?
Shift
or
and the key. Shift.
Depends upon what keyboard you got by.
Ah, yay! I'm happy.
Which is technically wrong, because it's not that. That's like a broken one, isn't it?
I don't really care. I just wanted to learn how to do it. I didn't see that one, but now I've got another one on my keyboard as well.
But is this going anywhere?
No, it isn't going anywhere. Should we talk about Sonic? It's alright. I've got 2 hours to kill, man.
There we go.
But yes.
My last one on the IRC is a bit wonky. It's falling over his dominoes.
Say, dominoes. Oh dear. Never mind. Anyway, we were going to talk about Sonic. Don't distract me this time. Anyway, I was going to talk about the RPG, but Dredd covered that earlier on, and you know my opinion on that. So I'm going to talk about something else instead. Slightly.
I don't know your opinion, because I wasn't listening.
Well,
sum it up briefly for those who didn't hear the show.
Knights of the Old Republic for the win. Sonic hacks just again, please. In fact, if they just replaced all the Jedis with hedgehogs, I'd be happy.
No, because that's more hedgehogs. We don't need any more hedgehogs.
Yeah, we do. We need hedgehogs with double bladed lightsabers and things like that. Triple bladed lightsabers.
Does that mean we'd need a specific type of red hedgehog with, like, various very small quills coming out the front of his forehead?
Yes. And a small annoying hedgehog. A robotic hedgehog who's gay.
Can I just say the Dreadnoughts are plague on both his houses?
He's got 2 houses.
Mm.
Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, we were going to talk about something. Don't distract me this time. You seriously not distract me. Anyway, half the RPG, the sort of like the hype and hearsay that's out is it's going to be based on the sort of SAT-IM series. We don't know whether that's going to be right or wrong, but you know, never mind. But one thing that me and AA were on the internet last night, and AA pointed out a very lovely site that was selling cheap Archie comics, and like the merchandise whore that I am, ended up hoovering up a number of them. In fact, I think between me and you, we bought half of eBay last night.
Yes, that wasn't a very wise move on my part, I must say.
But we now own a large plethora of the comics, and we were sort of going into the debate about what we liked about the comics. And one of the things that I don't particularly like about the comics is the sort of the decline in the art. Now, before everyone in the chat room goes, "Oh my god," there are some good artists.
Oh my god!
Spaz, the guy who's doing the cover for the Archie issue number 4, the Archives. That's really cool. Dredd like really likes that. In fact, Dredd might have something for the artist, we do not know. But, his poo as a home must be pretty smelly. Anyway, yeah. But, we sort of got talking about what we liked about the series and what we didn't like about the series. And as you know, I don't like some of the art, but what I do like about some of the stuff is the sort of the alternative universe things that they do. For example, they've got a future storyline, and I managed to pick up the second part of the 25 years later Mobius thing, which is quite cool. I'm looking forward to reading the other half of that. But what did you pick up last night in particular?
What did I get?
Yeah, we just
I think it's all of the 2006 issues, and I've just got Sonic X 17 and 18, I think.
There's been more than that Sonic X this year, hasn't there?
Well, no, those are the only two I've got.
Right,
I'm going to get this up in those two.
Comics from this year. Because number 13 was the Christmas one.
I've also got this month's coming my way in March, and the one with the wedding,
which is the one
I currently have.
This is the wedding between Bunny and Antoine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You and the IRC, what do you make of this wedding? Would you stand up at this wedding and go, no? Or are you banging on the giant glass window at the top of the church, shouting, no, Antoine? Let us know in that chat room.
Why would anyone go, no, Antoine?
I don't know.
What for the life of you would you want to keep Antoine anywhere?
Except
as far away from you as possible.
You've got to have diversity nowadays, you do realise.
We can keep stereotypical characters, yeah?
Yes, please.
maybe we should introduce some kind of plumbing raccoon or something into our...
We've already got a mechanic cleaver. Plumbing raccoon. raccoon maintenance. Ooh, copyright infringement. Nintendo sues you. It's alright because AUK is actually a playable character in the new RPG and he does 9999 damage on all of Nintendo.
Oh yeah.
Just like that.
Blatantly. There's actually going to be a telephone box, and if you dial a certain number, you'll be put through to a sort of very special episode of Radio Redux, which is just pure pornography.
Oh dear God! I hope I never ever come across that telephone box ever. Yeah, I'm noticing a distinct lack of yiffing in the IRC this evening. I'm not sure whether I'm happy about that or not happy about that. I don't know. Yeah. There we go. There's some yiffing. Thank you. I feel better now. Ah, dear. Right, I think I better have some music. I'm going to play this track. I'm going to play because over in the States, Transformers has just come out. And I'm quite looking forward to the new Transformers movie, even though it's probably going to totally destroy everything I grew up, you know, with.
I know I've got to do some sort of special show or something with Stu J. Merle sometime. He's determined that we do some kind of Transformers thing. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that mentally as well.
Some Transformers thing. Elaborate, please.
Some Radio Redux Transformers-y show.
Right. On that note, I'm going to play this track, which is from the first Transformers movie way back in 1986. And it's by Stan Bush, and it's called Dare, and it is a total power anthem. Enjoy, kids! And we're back. The first track there was Stambush with Dare, and that was from the first Transformers movie. And of course, if you didn't know that last track, then it was Spring Yard. Spring Yard from Sonic 1. Anyway,
I got to put the rules up for the Sonic Show. The Sonic Hour drinking game. I really have to put these up on Sonic Rex.
The Sonic Rex drinking game.
No, the Sonic Hour drinking game.
Elaborate.
Oh, if Dredd does the full call and you have to have a shot. If Sven calls Rory a bell end, you have to have a beer.
Is it three fingers for
if Rory goes hello Roris, then you have to have a bottle of tequila. I'll have to figure them all out and write them up.
I think you do. I think because I really like the
see how quickly people are actually killed by alcohol poisoning as a result of
it could be really good. In fact, you could we could market this. We could make this, sell it for £30 and stuff like this, and make up a CD with all the classic ones. And have some warning. You will get drunk in this game. Listening to this show will get you drunk. Oh dear. That'll come with its own phone with 999 already pre-dialed into it. So.
I've got to sort it so that before the SSA show, I'd add in one for congratulations, or rather, congratulations! Because then, then when that show comes out, everyone will just be completely gone.
Dreadnoks demands royalties. Stray, stop it! It's like a bloody porno in here. Stray, softly. No, I'm not even going to read that out because it's horrible. Stop it, Stray.
And yet very descriptive.
I took mine off. Congratulations.
Okay.
You should write blue books, Stray. Just get a piece of paper and a pen and just write everything that you feel down on the. People will buy it. Anyway, there was something else that came up earlier in the chat room, and we were having a good chuckle about it, and it was the Tails doll.
Tails doll.
Apparently it features in DX.
Well, yeah, technically.
What do you mean, technically?
Well, because, I'm sure somebody will pull up the actual level. But it's most obviously the egg carrier level when you're Gamma and you're shooting the dolls. So as that's a Tails doll, technically that's Tails doll.
Is it?
Because there's a Knuckles doll, the Tails doll, and then you go on and eventually shoot the Sonic doll. So it's the same sort of model.
Of equally as freaky with those dead core eyes. Yes.
Yes.
I just enjoy shooting the shit out of them with Gamma. Gamma makes me feel better. And especially when you get sick of those chows as well, you can just...
Just lock on to the
chow. Waltz in and just decimate the room, it's great. Slightly sadistic, but it's great. Anyway, as you will all know, on the first show, well, if you tuned into it, what we do is we have a double listener request. And this week is AUK. And he's chosen one song that's Sonic's song, and one song that isn't Sonic's song. So why have you chosen these songs? Why?
Mainly because I...
Hello? Uh-oh. Hello, Mr... Right, we seem to have lost AAUK. He's dead. He's died somewhere. Anyway, I'm going to play his songs for you now. And he chose... The Prodigy, Voodoo People. But I've slightly changed it. I'm going to play the Pendulum remix, seeing as you all loved... Oh, he's back. Hello, there he is. And he's gone again. Never mind. Right, I'm going to play the Prodigy version of Voodoo People with a pendulum twist to it, since you all loved Pendulum so much last week. And then his Sonic song is going to be Follow Me, and that's the theme of Team Rose, yeah? Sonic Heroes? I don't know, I'll try not to listen to it if I can. Anyway, here they come, dudes. Hopefully AAUK will be back after the break. See you in a bit.
We'll be right back.
There you go, kids. There's some more Pendulum for you, since you all loved that so much on Tuesday, and that was the Pendulum's remix of Prodigy's Voodoo People. Anyway, before Magic the break, people, we people. Lost AA, and he didn't explain why he chose that song. So, fire away.
Yeah, I chose it because you asked me to choose two songs, and I thought it would be very good that if I actually did choose two songs. So, I was just fulfilling the wishes of the host. But in all seriousness, I understand that Pendulum went very, very well on the last time round, and I really like Voodoo People as a song, so we just married the two together quite nicely.
It went very well, because I was actually going to play a Pendulum song and a Prodigy song today. And I had a lot of problem putting together the set list for today, so it did. It married two things together and got rid of one of them, so thank you very much.
No problem.
And the second song that we're going to play in a few short moments.
Oh, yes. That's going to be Follow Me, Team Rose's theme from Sonic Heroes.
And why? Why did you choose this song of girly nature?
What?
Girly song.
Well, I like the song. I like Amy's general themes. I think they're quite nice pieces of music. I like the lyrics quite specifically, in that it's probably of the sort of Sonic theme songs. It's one of the more that's central and more descriptive of the actual character that it's supposed to be about. And quite accurate. I mean, it is all about Amy chasing down Sonic. So I quite like things like that. But it's just little. Yeah, that's actually what it's supposed to be about.
Does the same game, the Sonic,
yeah,
Sonic's team theme? Does that actually talk about Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles in it? Because I've usually hit the skip button before it's even started. Because I know the dark one.
Knuckles. By our side, make it a safe ride. We'll rah 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 and teach the Eggman a lesson. And it does. But that does specifically. But that's in a more very direct way. Whereas Follow Me is more about specifically the emotional attachments, and never actually specifically says it's aim, but it obviously is. I think the team side thing's a bit cheap in that regard.
Yeah, I just find some of the themes cheesy. I quite like the Kalex one, because that's Gunnar Nelson, wasn't it? And I was familiar with the Nelson brothers before they did that, so I found that.
Yeah, the Chaotix are always playing that when they visit Sonic Rex HQ, and it's getting a bit annoying, frankly.
It's a good track. They don't want to wear it out, though. But, never mind. And, of course, the Team Dark one is actually really good. Anyway, would you like to dedicate this track to anybody in particular?
I would like to dedicate this track to a Venom who's doing Maple Story or something, and therefore will not hear this at all. So I'd like to dedicate this to Venom.
Venom, wherever you are, hear the thoughts of AA UK. it was worth a try, I think. Never mind. Anyway, here we go. It's Follow Me, and it's a theme of Team Rose from Sonic.
Woot!
Woot. And indeed, yay. Enjoy!
I imagine that
Got rid of the drum there, never mind. Anyway, we're back. And we're going to talk about something else now. That isn't a Tales doll.
Yes, 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 we are. I hear the SSA website is up.
It's just gone up, well, I think it was up today, or yesterday. I don't know, I got to see it yesterday, but that's... T, I thought that it was a place. What was a place?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Violet? What did you think was a place?
I think you mean the place
Prime?
Inside.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of it. AUK X-Bake. Haha.
Violet, nobody likes Bake.
Oh, get out of the studio. Nobody likes it. He's gone.
Yeah, he goes quick. He disappears quick.
He knows when he's not.
I'm just going to say to perhaps that it's a bit of a cheat saying that everything's been going on the last 12 months since for this SSA. When I don't think it's been 12 months since the last one, so.
Well, it's a clerical error because it got put back anyway for Summer of Sonic, didn't it? So.
Yeah, due to, if I remember rightly, well, various things, including college and university and broken sound cards and all sorts of things, isn't it?
I don't know, I hadn't been wished into existence by everybody.
Cage Dome should be worried this time, because there'll actually be a Sonic Rex site up to combat them.
Cage Dome went yesterday, didn't it? Is that back up? Is Cage Dome back up? Let us have a look.
I don't know, were they down?
They were down for revamping. CageDome.com.
Ooh, wonderful, that's... Ooh, timing there.
Ooh, it's all shiny and brand new and something's loading. Oh, oh shit, that was loud. And there's my father.
I'm assuming that was some kind of ghastly flash.
Listen to my phone. Yeah.
See, now a professional would turn the phone off.
Let me ignore my father.
Which is why I got sort of caught out when I was recording the SWA show the other day.
But yes, Sonic Cage Dome's looking very nice and shiny now. I won't... Oh, the most innovating Sega Sonic the Hedgehog fan site. Ooh, that's a big... It's a big thing to say.
Have they actually put that on there?
Yep.
First page, splash page,
you walk straight in. Welcome to the world's most innovating Sega Sonic the Hedgehog fan site.
That's a bit of a stretch. I think. It's a bit, little bit. I think that's a bit, actually, that statement.
Well, you know.
But you children will have the chance to argue that by voting for them on the most improved and all the other ones.
Let's have a look. Go on. Dome.org. I assume that's the website. I hope that's the website. There we go. Got it in two. It's just got the awards up, hasn't it? It doesn't have any of the nominees. Well, obviously nobody's nominated. So, website
there
awards.
There isn't any yet.
We have Information Station, Evolving Forum, Most Entertaining, Impressive Layout, Worth It Award, and Evolved Website. So it's the same awards that were up last year. Right.
I look forward to the massive complaints if I get nominated for that this year.
Which one?
And all the people sounding off Evolved.
Evolved. Well, you have revamped this year, I guess.
Yeah, Evolved. And it's sort of nicer and a lot bigger. But personally, I'm kind of hoping for the effort one or whatever it is, considering the amount of stuff that SW sort of... been slinging up more or less every single day.
Can I point this out? I know Dredd, I'm going to point this out because I know he's been slaving away at this, but if you notice, kids, if you go to http://ssa.sonicstadium.org, you might notice something different about the layout, and apparently this is what's called a liquid skin or something like that, a liquid page, and basically the page stretches out to whatever resolution you're using it in. It's very nice.
So does it also try and kill John Connor?
Kill John Connor, you bastard. Get to the chopper. etc.
Get out!
Get out! You've been eating my cookies! Hey, little girl.
It is no use crying over spilled milk.
Hey, little girl. Look what I have. A nice, shiny, sonic sideboard. Yes, I can.
I have a nice palachi for you.
Is this not Tuma? Oh dear. Anyway, before we go into that. Yes, it's looking very nice and shiny. The archives have gone, though. There were archives on there because I clicked and had a look to see who won the various things last year.
And anyway, we've got the SWA to come. We're not worried about the SSA yet.
Yes, when are the SWA awards going to be announced?
I am putting together the last sort of post-production bit tomorrow. Which is like they include like little sort of, you know, skit things and the introduction and singing all the music together and just putting all the blasted music into the actual speaky bit. It's a humongous show. It's probably going to be over 5 hours.
5 hours. Five hours of oral pleasure, not the oral.
It was 3 hours. 3 hours of just me talking without the music. So God knows what it's going to be.
Dreadnoughts
deserve the best user graphics.
Lol.
You'll have to wait. It'll be probably going up sometime, maybe Tuesday.
You heard it here first, kids. Tea time. Did you like the little...
Unless you went to SW and you knew anyway.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, I'm affiliated with so many people now.
They probably didn't know about Sonic Rex anyway, because it's a sprite comic, therefore they don't go there.
Oh no!
It's a sprite comicitis, as I call it.
Sprite comicitis. First diagnosed on Sonic Rex, was it?
Yeah. I don't go there because the sprite comic. I'm not interested in the sprite comics, so I don't know anything about it and don't care. That's the typical reaction.
Well, you know. You've got to spread the word. Just spread the good word.
I've been spreading the word for bloody 3 years now. We had our third birthday the other day. And if it's not going to go now, it's not going to go at all.
Ah, mate. Just more advertising. You've got to think of new and innovative ways to...
Oh, Dreadnoughts has been very complimentary. Dreadnoughts has been very complimentary to me. And he's a lying git.
No. The thing is, it's very English humour. And I appreciate that.
It does set its stall out pretty good, doesn't it?
Hmm?
It does set its stall out pretty good, what with the Union Jack in the corner and the guy whose name's Archangel K.
You only do one better by
I love the ones who ask me where I'm from, I really do. I get the questions I get occasionally, some of them are just hilarious. It's like, where are you from? It's like, are you the person who does this website? Yes, funnily enough, I am.
Which country are you from? AUK.
Yeah.
Let me guess.
I'm actually from Yugoslavia. Just spelt wrong.
He loves the UK, but for tax reasons, he lives in the United Arab Emirates. So. Yeah.
I live in Uruguay, but I live in sort of two Uruguays. So hence US. it's all a big scam.
Yeah, I think Dredd says that's right. The reason people avoid it, the sprites comics can be imitated, basically.
that spoils the problem is how you're supposed
to put across
a message that be different.
But you see that with every comic, though, there's people stealing elements from. Everything left, right, and centre.
SW is suffering from it.
Yeah. Who's stealing your ideas? Have you found any imitators?
Well, Chaotix and Raboshi are very openly sort of borrowed. And there's something like Komaku and Chaos on the Airways and sort of doing sort of Sonic Rex. They got a nomination actually for most original was it most original idea, whatever it is, the award is called in the SWA, which was just a jokey one that I put in there. I think they've done quite well, actually. But I sort of tolerate-ish.
Well, there's a big
because
difference.
Because they're sort of open about it and they sort of acknowledge that.
Well, if they've acknowledged it, then there's a big difference between being inspired by and just out-and-out copying. So, as long as you know, as long as they've sort of...
Yeah, I mean,
giving you a nod, you know.
I don't know what's going on with Sonic and Raccoon. What's it called? Only Fools and Yoshis, which Dreadnoughts at Rexfest kindly sort of... was horrified by the use of the word Yoshi and how it sort of disparaged the name for some reason of Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
But I think Raboshi's stuff's generally very, very, very funny. But hey.
Well, I've got that thing. I mean, I don't particularly go around looking for sprite comics, but it's the fact that once I start reading it, when you get into it, it's like a lot of things.
I mean, one of the things I can say is the SWA Sprite Comic Award. Obviously, that's because I've been recording the show, so I know that I actually know the results now. One of the things I noticed from that, because the award is the Sonic Rex Sprite Comic, the best Sprite Comic that's not Sonic Rex Award, it's called. And that was very, very close. Between whoever it was that was in it, I think it was Emerald Coast in it, and Power Rings, and there's a couple of others. Side Guys Dam was in it, and there's five nominations in total. But it was really, really close between five of them. It was really level, which I think is good. Because, I mean, because they're sort of big-ish numbers as well. So
yeah, but it's like a thing in Federer today, isn't it? So. Ah, dear. I wasn't rooting for Federer, but you know, never mind. Tennis. Anyway, we're going to move on. And we should bid Mr. AUK adieu. Thank you very much for coming on the show. He seems to have gone already. Hello. Oh, that was nice, but he's already gone. Anyway, I'd like to thank Mr. AUK for coming on the show. Very nice to have a chat. Oh, he's coming back. Hello. He's back. Is he back? I killed him. He's dead. Never mind. Ah, well, he's gone. Anyway, yep. Thanks, AUK, coming on the show. It's, like, really good. Sort of a bit of reciprocation there, you know. It's usually me on his show. Now it's him on my show. Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of a break from the usual tutor chat. What are we going to play? We're going to play some heavy metal. Here we go. This is Megadeth, and it's featuring Christina Scabbia from Lacuna Coil, I believe, and this is a remake of the Megadeth classic A Tout Le Monde. Enjoy the French lyrics.
Don't remember where I was. I realize life is a game. The more seriously I took things, the harder the rules became. I had no idea what it cost. My life passed before my eyes. I found out a little, I accomplished all my plans tonight. So as you read this, know my friends, I'd love to stay with you all. Please smile when you think of me. My body's gone last fall. Should it break?
We're back. The first track, if you forgot what that was called, it was Megadeth, and that was featuring Christina Scabbia from Lacuna Coil, and that was A Tout Le Monde. Great track, great track. And the second track there was indeed Lazy Days Living in Paradise, the theme of Big, but with a remixy twist. That was from the Sonic Adventure remix album. Well, A is back, and he's brought a friend with him.
Hello.
Hello, Gaylord.
Oh, look who it is.
He's brought two friends with him.
Say hello, Royce.
Well, they're more like people I
love you.
People I've met.
Oh dear. Four way. And
anyway,
explode. You know what, Rory? Where were you? Where were you 2 hours ago on the Sonic show? Where were you?
Where were you? Do tell.
Do you know where he was?
No.
I was in Kent.
Yes, he was.
Where's
Kent? No bloody excuse.
Honestly, it's like...
It's south of the Thames. I was working in a warehouse.
Along with the rest of the south.
We don't all live beneath the Thames, thank you very much.
We're either on the roofs in a music...
We're north of the Thames, so we beat you.
You beat us. So you're slightly northern.
We're slightly more northern than those in Kent, yes.
Wow.
I'm slightly more southern than those in Kent.
You see, everybody's northern and more northern than someone.
We're northerner than apart from the Australians.
It depends.
No, they're north.
And the other people in Antarctica are more southern than them.
Exactly.
Did you know there's only one ATM in Antarctica?
There's an ATM in Antarctica?
There's an entire continent. And it only has one ATM.
There's an ATM. Wait, I'm amazed that there's even one in there.
Well, you know.
Who the hell is going to need money in Antarctica? Yeah, I'm just going to Iceland, love. Pick up
how
a
do
few
polar
beers.
Bears get their coke out of the machine, though? Can you imagine the queue for that?
Can you imagine going shopping? And like, oh, I'm just going to the ATM, love. I need to go to Iceland, pick up a few bits.
Oh, that's either end of the cook. That's either end of the world.
I know, but you know, just get on your boat and row, I guess.
I don't know how many ATMs are in Iceland, but you know. Rory never answered the question. What was he doing in Kent?
He was working. I will talk for him because
I was working in a warehouse. Basically, I was watching overstock, but actually what I was doing was I was talking to my driver Dave, and I was also reading a book.
Yes, very good. We don't want a life story.
I do.
He actually did ask, so you are wrong.
It's the Rory Life Story Hour.
It's Uncle Rory, tell us a story.
It's Jack of Rory.
Jack of Rory.
Oh. You're all nubs.
Join me in the Russian laughter room, kids. Oh dear. But I don't know, this is the part of the show where nothing much really happens. There's something going to happen in a minute, but I don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, wasn't I leaving?
The whole reason was going to come out of it, you were telling me to bugger off.
But we coaxed you back in with seeds of love.
And compliments, which apparently you're allergic to.
I keep trying to get out now, but they keep dragging me back in.
Wood? And the conversation dies. Show us some more music. I want some music.
No!
Rory, you know what I had on my playlist until I found out that you weren't here? I had Joe Satriani, Crushing Day, on that playlist.
Now, no,
you know what? I'm going to impress, but now it's gone. It's gone, man. It's gone.
Well, you played it already?
No, it's just gone. I thought, Rory's
it's gone because Rory disappointed you, so it is no longer exists.
So you see what you've done? Did you see what you did?
You've erased the song from the entirety of the cosmos just to spite Rory.
It's his follow.
Yes, that's a great idea. But that's a great idea for a Rory and Dredd should sing now.
Right, after the atrocity that was the Christmas karaoke.
Oh, in Rex Factor, yeah.
Let's do the DK rap right here, right now.
I was actually gonna suggest that, but
I don't know.
But now that I've suggested it.
Yeah, I was waiting for. I thought I'd try and get in there first, but too late.
I need the lyrics,
man. I need the lyrics.
That's what the internet is for.
The DK rap lyrics. Oh my god. I thought it was gonna be more difficult than that to find the lyrics.
Banana punch.
Oh man. If you don't mind not having the music in the background, then I can do it right now if you like.
I'll tell you what, let's have a break and have some music, and I'll go and get the DK rap. And then
must you, really?
Should we explain to those who haven't got a clue what's going on regarding the DK rap? I'll explain.
Right, let's pause the music. We've got no music. Should we go for the DK rap? Find those lyrics. Let's have a DK
rap. Right, okay. For those of you who don't know, on the basis that they're sort of ignoring what I'm saying and my questions, but hey. Basically, the reason why Dread has to sing the DK rap is because it was the forfeit from last Christmas's competition on Radio Redux, which was a karaoke contest-y thing.
I wanted to do it, I really do.
There's a link, right, Violet in the IRC has kindly provided the link.
Between myself, Rory, Echo Hawk, and Dread lost, basically, and that was the forfeit. He has not yet done it for various reasons. The judges, which did include T-Bird and the Sega, all sort of, whatever the case is, Ben lost, and he has to pay the piper, and he's managed to avoid paying the piper for 7 months. So I think that he should sing now, and I'm hoping by the end of this waffling that they'll have the lyrics up and ready, yes?
I just can't believe that there's a monkey called Chunky Kong.
Oh yes. There's various.
Is he actually
ones.
Featuring this song at all? Come on, Cranky.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
Come on, Cranky, take it to the fridge. Oh, I'm gonna love this.
I know, it was originally going to be the forfeit was going to be singing Wonder Man, but I really thought you'd get a kick out of that, so I changed it.
I'm going to get a kick out of this, man. Wait, hang on, what's going on? One of the websites says, come on, Cranky, take it to the fridge, and one of them says, take it to the stage. What? I'm more inclined to believe it's stage.
Different game, different thing. You want take it to the fridge, it's the one you want.
Say what?
That's the 64 version. Do you want take it to the fridge?
Yeah, I've got fridge, yeah. It's all about fridge.
Fridge for the win, Sven. Fridge for the win.
This will be the one from Smash, yeah? Smash Brothers.
Melee. They reused it. But it's the 64 one, really.
Oh, I don't know that one. Make it the Melee one. Do it.
Violet's got lyrics up on this. She's got a link.
And I know, but, you know, it might be... 64. The timing and shite might be different. You know?
Bloody hell. just
can't be that, it can't be that difficult to find the MP3 for the Smash Melee one. If you can go out your way to find the 64 version one, then it can't be that hard.
I can barely keep blimmin' this Skype back to. How the hell am I supposed to go and find that for?
What do we want? We want the Melee version. Yes, I'm on the case.
Good.
Peanuts, pineapple smells.
Oh dear. This is where the show completely falls apart. Anyway, while we're doing that, we'll have some Smash Brothers, I think. Yep, let's go.
Thank you. It's tea time.
Here we go. So they're finally here. Performing for the
year. Right, we are back after a very extended break and some heavy quick scrabbling around on the internet. We have found the DK rap and Spender's hopefully going to... Well, it's going to attempt the DK rap at least.
What do you mean attempt? I'm going to rock.
It's going to rock.
God. As much do you not know my skills?
It ends in ork.
It's going to be...
Shut
it's
up.
Not rock.
Rock with your cock out, man. That's what it's all about.
What volume do we want it at? Do we want it at 10? How's this?
Here we go, son. They're finally here. Performing for you. If you know the words, you can join in too. Put your hands together if you want to clap as we take you through this monkey rap. Huh, DK. Donkey Kong, he's a leader of the bunch. You know him well, he's finally back to kick some tail. His coconut gun can fire his butt. He shoots y'all, it's gonna hurt. He's bigger, faster, and stronger too. He's the first member of the DK crew. DK, Donkey Kong. DK! Donkey Kong is queer! I mean here! Oh wait, I forgot that bit! Move then! Oh yeah! She's quick and nimble, she's a bee, she can fly through the air and climb up trees! If you choose her, you'll be left! Kong! DK! Donkey Kong! He has no style, he has no grace. This Kong has a funny face. He can handstand when he needs to and stretch his arms out just for you. He plays himself just like a balloon. This crazy Kong just defeats you. DK, Donkey Kong. DK, Donkey Kong is here. He's back again in Bad Time 2, and this time he's in the blue. He can fly real high with his jetpack on, blah 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 blah, bunch of Kongs. Okay. Family, beware, cause he's after you. DK, Donkey Kong. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You missed the last verse. What are you doing?
I'm applauding.
Unpause it.
Then pause it. It's still going, man.
Oh, found my face now. You make a crimson cry out for a moment. The boulder with relative ease makes crushing rocks seem such a breeze. Even slow, he can't jump high, but this Kong is one heck of a guy. Huh. Oh, this bit. Come on, Cranky. Take it to the fridge. Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smacks. Great melons, oranges, and coconut chips. Come on, guys. Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells. Great melons, oranges, and coconut chips. Oh, yeah. I'm not doing it again.
Kick some tail.
Ooh. Do you have the lyrics?
Yeah,
your turn now.
Bigger, faster, and stronger too. He's the first member of the DK crew. DK, Donkey Kong.
Hey,
DK, Donkey Kong is here.
And I'm a DK. That's enough of that. Quite enough of that. But yay!
You see, it was quite difficult to catch up to it actually, because half the time it's going And I was going, trying to wait for the right bit, and it just cut
it's
off.
It's actually been so. Many years since I've heard of that.
So I probably was
the
never
melee
in...
The one is the one that has the fast bits, the 64 one, just sort of plain and simple.
Yeah, you see, Kev, if I did that one, I wouldn't have had a chance. That was fast enough, because I was trying to keep up with it. I'm probably and not
was,
out of time
that was,
at all
the, that was the same speed, the 64 is the same speed as the first bit.
Oh, is it?
As opposed to...
I completely lost myself on that bit. I was just like, yeah. I did like the last bit, though. That bit's funky. Come on, Cranky. Take it to the fridge. Oh, yeah. You should have seen my head. It was nodding real bad. Come on, Cranky.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Anyway.
I was failure.
Come
you,
to spend
troubles.
I think that calls us quits, doesn't it? On my forfeit.
Yeah, that's good. That's good enough.
Or
I have to play it on our own now.
You don't have to.
Oh yes, I do. Because otherwise, I'm
well, you own rights to my singing voice now.
Well, no. Just that people are sort of expecting it on there who don't necessarily listen to this show, so I will have to play that.
Technically, I own the copy of it now, so...
Royal yeah, but it's my voice. I can demand artist rights. And royalties.
And other things.
And crown sexual favours. And I can ask for roadies and stuff. Don't you do my groan. My groan.
Did you hear the rules to the Sonic Hour drinking game?
It worked.
Those will be made up pretty quickly, I think, over the course of tomorrow.
Will you make them up for next week? Because I'd quite like to play next Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, surely.
Oh, dear.
Be up by at least Wednesday. How about that? Be up on Wednesday on Blue Road.
I feel quite honoured to have had the DK. To finally have the DK rap on the show. It feels nice. Warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Feels fresh.
Was that all it took?
That's all it took.
Apparently, pineapple doesn't smell your little bollocks. According to science.
I should hope not. The front bit at the top might be sort of quite painful. It sort of got a bit close.
Right.
Quickly balls.
In response to your comment there, Dredd, with sexual favours, Violet instantly said sexual favours from who? From Violet.
From women.
Specifically Violet.
Specifically women.
are you insinuating Violet's not a woman?
No. You're saying that yourself.
I know you are, but what am I? Right, before this descends into any...
You're a doo-doo head.
I do a doo-doo in my pants. Anyway, before this descends into all sorts of chaos, I'm fast running out of time, so I thank the gentlemen for coming on to the show.
What if I don't want to leave?
This being the
competition!
First show. Competition time, yeah, it is, nearly. Once I get rid of you, once I usher you out the door.
Usher or use bouncers?
It's up to you. It's all up to you. Anyway, thanks guys. It's been a pleasure. It's been fun.
Yeah, whatever.
And we've got a DK rap now, so.
Anyway. I loved being on this show. I will most certainly do it again.
It was cool being a guest for once.
Cool, you can be a guest more often.
Because you've not been a guest before.
I've been a guest on
no,
RR.
You forgot about that.
I meant on SSR. No one ever phones me up. I'm so lonely.
Sonic Rex, what's that? Oh dear. Anyway, before we go there, it's a good. We love you. We love you, Kev. We love you. He's not. There. He's gone.
When I said sexual favours,
sexual harassment.
We had that earlier in the IRC.
There's a lot of sexual harassment in the IRC. The general theme. There's not enough yiffing. More yiffing.
No.
Wait for it.
Nicht. Nicht so gut.
Halt. Yiffen type no.
There's not enough feeding.
Don't encourage Stray.
He's gone, I think.
With her woman.
There
penis.
We go, we got Yiff. Yiff, Yiff. Three Yiffs and a Yiff.
No, there's not
it's from the same
feeding.
Person, that doesn't count.
Evil feeding.
Strings ask. Anyway.
What the hell does that mean, anyway?
Away from keyboard.
Away from keyboard.
Even I know that, and I'm the noob of the noob in this.
I thought that was like. I thought that was some kind of Hitman. Slang or something.
It's a band.
Yeah.
Out for away for a kill or something.
She's MIAFK.
Oh yeah. So what happened to King Apparently,
out? Apparently, Black Jude is greater than you, Dread.
What happened to kicking you out? It's like you're on the doorstep and I'm still chatting with you on the doorstep and you're walking to your car and you've unlocked the car.
And we're taking you with us.
Can I just say to you what a very nice porch you have here?
It is a very nice porch. Although it is only made constructed out of the twigs that I found in the immediate vicinity.
Mm. Right, in order to give Dread the proper send off that he probably wants, I shall say goodbye now. So goodbye, kids.
Bye bye.
Nice speaking.
Bye.
I've got to walk over my happy car.
He's not like that. The hair bear bike. Oh, no, Stray's not back. I thought he was back. Anyway, I'm gonna say goodbye to you guys. Ta-da! Thank you very much for coming on the show. And they're away. There we go. Well, that went on for longer than I thought it was gonna, kids. So got a quarter of an hour. It isn't gonna last. It's gonna be longer than that. Anyway. Competition time! Finally, we've come to the competition time. Hopefully this will be a permanent fixture in the show. Depends on cash flow. Anyway, this week I have a set of Sonic Bendems to give away. Little bendy figures, a little bendy Tails, a bendy Knuckles, and a bendy Amy. And you can bend them to your heart's content. And the question this week, it's not so much a question, but well, it is a question. And it's, what song is this song based on? I'm going to play you a song now. It's by Junsey Now, who, if you know, is the guy who did most of the orchestrations for Sonic Adventure, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, and loads of stuff. And this is a track which is actually a modified version of the theme to one of the levels. But there's a slight twist. This has been done with a female singer. I can't remember the name of the female singer off the top of my head, but I'll go and look this up while it's playing. So, the competition is, what is this track, what is the level that this track is based on? You got that, kids? So basically, all I want you to do is write down the level that this track's based from, or the theme that this track is based from. Write it down in an email, and hoy it over to IronHedgehog@sonicstadium.com. That is Iron, IronHedgehog @sonicstadium.org, and I'll announce the winner of the competition next week. Anyway, here for your oral stimulation is that track.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet.
Engage.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet.
Engage.
And that totally isn't the track that I wanted, never mind. Right, I'm going to go and hunt that round. I'm not sure what the hell's happened there, but anyway. This is what I was going to play instead. This is a funny little remix I found on the internet a few weeks ago. It's by a guy called Dark Materia, and it's basically a remix of Patrick Stewart's voice to some funky beats. Enjoy the Picard song.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet.
Engage.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Make it so.
The first duty of every Starfleet officer is to the truth. Scientific truth or historical truth or personal truth. It is the guiding principle on which Starfleet is based. Have you got
uniform.
This is becoming a speech.
You're the captain, sir. You're entitled.
Not entitled to ramble on about something everyone knows.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the U.S. Enterprise. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the U.S. Enterprise.
Make it so. Make it so.
He just kept talking in one long, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic so that no one had a chance to interrupt. It was really quite hypnotic, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic, moving from topic to topic.
You'll have to call again. I'm just leaving. I'm not dressed properly.
My love is a fever. Long in pill for that which longer nurses the disease.
You'll have to call again.
In faith, I do not love thee. With mine eyes, they be a thousand heresies.
But 'tis my heart that loves what they despise.
Whom in despite of you
are pleased
to know, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Questions. I am Locutus of Borg.
You are Borg.
I am Locutus of Borg.
You will assist us.
I am Locutus of Borg.
You are Borg.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Lock phases on that vessel.
I am Locutus of Borg.
There are four lights.
Right, that all went tits up, never mind. Right, we're gonna try that again. I'll tell you the competition again. Right, this track that I'm going to play is a remake, and it's a remake of the theme of a level from a Sonic game. Now all I want you to do is ring me an email to my email address, which is not I am Hedgehog, it's Iron as in Iron Maiden. Yeah, that's where I got it from. IronHedgehog@sonicsteam.com with the correct full name of this level. It's got quite a, well, it's got quite a funky little title, but I want the full funky title of it. And I'll draw the competition next week. And the competition is to win a set of three Sonic Bendems. And yes, Tails is bent already, for those of you who said it. You know, you're very clever. Anyway, hopefully this is it. Fingers crossed.
It's tea time!
We'll be right back.
And there you have it, kids. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I nearly did, though. Never mind, but no. So, yep, get your entries in, and it shall be announced next week on the show. Oh, it's all too exciting. Anyway, it's been a long time, and I did promise you a mystery guest tonight. And nobody's got who it is. Everyone on the chat room is just like... In fact, everyone's done that tonight anyway. But yes, I have my mystery guest here with me right now. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, he's doing a silly voice. Can anyone... I don't think anyone in the IRC will be able to guess who this is. No? We'll give you another clue.
Hey!
No, it's not Dreadnoughts. No, it's not Rory. It's not Jonic either, no. Oh, nobody's got it. Do you want to introduce yourself, sir?
Hi. My name is Santo. And in YouTube, I'm named Rocket Echidna. And in Sonic Stadium, I am named Tuff-Zero. Sort of inspired by Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero.
Yes, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is my little brother. No, it's not my mum. Yes, this is my younger brother. Yes, I have a sibling. He's smaller than me. Well, he's nearly bigger than me anyway now. It's not Ray the Squirrel. Ray the Squirrel. Andy Pandy. Yes. It's not Hitler either, but you know, may as well be. It's Mini T! That's what you should be called.
Mini T?
Yeah.
Mini T.
We call them Mini T. Or Pre-T. Or Brunch. Should we go with Brunch? Sounds like Gregor then. Yeah.
I'm pitiful! Called Mr. T, it reminds me of the Mr. T from, like, the A-Team.
What are the Mr. T's, are they?
I don't know.
Oh dear, it's going to be one of those evenings. JJ Forever says, Hail Hitler. But yeah, my brother's a big fan of Hitler. Mecha Hitler? Hitler versus Mecha Hitler, who's going to win?
Mecha
Hitler versus Robo Stalin.
Wait, I'm not a fan of Hitler, but I've studied a lot about him in high school, and I've battled him on Wolfenstein, okay?
But can he dig that? That is the big question. Can he dig that? Anyway, me and my brother have been having a nice Sunday afternoon in the day, doing what all families should do on a Sunday afternoon, and that's play a massive marathon of Mortal Kombat 3.
Yes!
And for the past, what, 11 years maybe, I've been king of the roost when it comes to Mortal Kombat, and today I have been absolutely thrashed by my brother. He's finally managed to learn some combos on it.
And a fatality.
Which, unfortunately, I told him the fatality, so he's been doing it over and over and over again. Yep, it's that Sub-Zero one where he lifts you above the head and smashes you in half.
I haven't been taught any other fatalities yet.
Well, learn them.
So many buttons, so little time.
Anyway, Sam, what Sonic games have you been playing recently?
Sonic Riders.
What do you think about it?
It's quite recreational.
But what do you like about it, though?
It's that Sonic gets to go riding on skateboards other than running, and he meets some new enemies, Jet the Hawk. Who's actually quite an interesting character, with Wave the Swallow and Storm the Albatross, who are actually quite cool looking when you think about it. Anything else? Oh yes, the cheaters.
Yeah, I agree, they do cheat. Is Sam spaced out? What drugs are you on, Sam?
Mostly LSD.
There you go, kids. LSD. Don't do drugs, kids. Otherwise, you end up playing Sonic Riders. My fatalities. I will show you them. But yes, I usually play as Scorpion, and my brother usually plays as Sub-Zero. And he's kicked my ass all over the shop today. Doesn't be very fair. Never mind. But yes. Sonic Riders. So, out of a score out of 10, what would you give Sonic Riders, Sam?
9.
That's probably the best score that it's ever had anywhere on the planet. Never mind. Nobody likes it.
never knew nobody else liked it.
Sam, the handle like shopping trolleys. At the corner, like a cow sort of thing. It's never been first. Oh, well, never. Have you played any of the new Sonic games?
Well, I've partly played Sonic the Hedgehog from Xbox 360. I haven't progressed much.
What do you think of it so far?
It's not that bad, actually. I've even played it in GameStation as one of the samples.
Cool. JJ Forever says he likes Riders as well. So you're not alone. You aren't alone. In the cold, dark world of Sonic Riders.
It's a piece of shit.
It's what we all think. But those people, apparently some people have been getting wrong on the internet. But I don't know, just been getting pwned by your parents. So get your parents in the room, and I'll be the responsible adult. Hello, parents of SSR listeners. Boobies! There we go. Anyway, I can't do Silver Dusty Desert. No, that was really hard. I hated the waves of sand vine. Yeah, that really annoyed me. Yeah, there it goes. So what else have you been up to recently, Sam?
Well, it's mostly been playing Sonic Riders since a kid of mine who comes over has nothing else to do. But I've also been playing on my Nintendo DS with some other visitors, which was like Mario Brothers mini-games. That was quite fun, especially the Yoshi snowball throwing contest. Each other.
Which mini-game is this? Which game is this?
New Super Mario Brothers.
The new Super Mario Brothers? The DS one?
Yes.
Yes.
Which DS one? Do you want to put this one Super Mario Brothers?
The new Super Mario Brothers is what it's actually called.
Alright, I'm a bit of a dunce when it comes to things like this, so... I wouldn't know. Forever Sonic says he's finished Sonic 2006. Yes, I did after hours, and if anybody knows... Dreadnought says, how old is Mini T?
14 years old.
Oh, he's just a baby. Come here, me darling, Granny Elijah.
Drendick says, does Mini T like chocolate?
Depends what chocolate is. I like Maltesers. This isn't chocolate, I like fruit pastels. Yeah, they're quite nice.
There we go. You know the full diet we need of our Kev's away. Bye, T. Bye.
Mini T needs to do the finger to the lip. $1 million.
So there you go. That's my small brother. He does exist. He is not just a figment of your imagination, although he might. Anyway, we're fast running out of time. In fact, I've run out of time again. Oh dear. Anyway, do you have any requests you'd like to play on this, the SSR T-Bird show, or whatever the hell it's called, I can't remember.
Well, my only choice really is the Hidden Palace.
And why do you like the Hidden Palace so music?
It's actually quite funky.
It's quite funky, actually. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Sonic & Knuckles version of Hidden Palace Zone, then I'm going to play the Sonic 2 Hidden Palace Zone, which was only, you could only find it on the sound test, and of course there's been a lot of, well, we actually know it was in the original game, which got stolen or something, I don't know, it came 12 o'clock and it turned into a pumpkin or something. So anyway, we're going to play Lava Reef / Hidden Palace Zone, and then straight on the Sonic 2's Hidden Palace Zone. Enjoy! And we're back. That was both versions of Hidden Palace Zone. The first one there from Sonic & Knuckles, the second one from Sonic 2. Well, I've had one question for Mini T, as he's now been dubbed, and that is, are you edible?
I'm not edible.
He's not edible. So there you go. Anyway, it looks like I'm just about out of time anyway here, guys. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Special thanks to Dread, AUK, Rory for all showing up on the show, and Mini T here, give you a pat on the head, ruffle your hair. There we go. Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye and thank you very much.
I don't know why he's got a Yorkshire accent today. JJ Forever has another question. He says, is tea edible? No. Violet says, oh, Mini T, do you like hugs?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah! Come from Norfolk, they might. So anyway. Right, guys, I'm going to call this quits for tonight, because I'm going to bed. Well, actually, I'm not going to stay up until God knows what time in the morning and hang out with you guys in the IRC for a little while. But again, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for making it a successful tea time. This has been the first tea time, and we will continue on until, well, until I bugger off to the other side of the planet. Anyway, we're going to go out on a classic. Well, it's not really a classic, but it is a classic. It's a brand new track. Well, it's not a brand new track. It's been around. It's from Satsa. You know what it is. Who's going to rock the place?
If truly free be stopped, never thrall that's happening.
Who's gonna rock the place? We're forever gonna rock the place.
There we go, kids. That's the end of today's show. Tune in next week, 8 o'clock. Don't forget tomorrow, 8 p.m., right here on SSR, The Raccoon Show. Tune in, guys. Listen. Peace out. Oh, and keep an eye out for SSA. Okay, catch you later, guys.
Radio Redux.
Well, the big hand is on, well, it's on a number, and the little hand is also a number, but not in a way that could be construed as improper, if you see what I mean. I'll forget it. Anyway, that was the inaugural episode of Tea Time, a whopping 2-hour show, plus, in fact. So you'll probably be rather glad that this show has ended up being a two-parter, because I don't think you'd particularly want to carry on at this rate. On the next show, which is obviously part two of two, we have another much shorter episode of Tea Time from very recently. We have the episode that I guested on the Sonic show and caused all sorts of issues, where I talked about this, that and the other. And we have also got something from the Raccoon Zone, which was actually done by myself, T-Bird, Roy Black and Sven Jocelyn for the 16th, the Sweet 16 of Sonic, the Sega Sonic Radio Marathon. And that's all coming up on the next show, which will be occurring somewhere. You know, in other news, please start thinking about, you know what, the Rex Factor. I need you to start thinking about entries and getting them in to me. Please don't send me the actual file. Please start thinking about Rex Factor. Please put the music file, your entry up somewhere, and then send me a link. Do not email it to me, okay? You can email the link to radioredux@sonicrex.com, and I can get it that way. But for now, until next time, I've got to do some work. So, I've been Arcangel UK. This has been Radio Redux, and a couple of other things as well that combine to make one ginormous Radio Redux. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.